KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 76 degrees. We expect partly cloudy skies to continue across the region today with a high in Atlantic of around 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In western Iowa news, MidAmerican Energy has announced it's completed the installation of 13 wind turbines near Pomeroy as part of the company's plan to expand wind energy production across Iowa. In a news release Wednesday, MidAmerican said the turbines are the first of the 258 the company is erecting at three energy projects in Iowa this year. The turbines, which are supplied by Siemens Energy Incorporated, will add more than 590 megawatts to MidAmerican's energy generation portfolio, and that's enough to power some 190,000 homes. The Pomeroy project is in Pocahontas and Calhoun counties. The remaining turbines are being erected in Cass, Adams, Adair, and Marshall counties and should be completed by the end of the year. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A detective with the Omaha, Nebraska Police Department has pleaded guilty to a drunken driving charge in Iowa. Court records show 37-year-old Wendy Redding pleaded guilty Monday in Harrison County District Court to first offense OWI. Redding was arrested on July the 3rd. She was sentenced to 30 days in jail with 28 days suspended, placed on probation for a year, and fined $625. As an alternative, Redding can serve 2 days in jail and attend an impaired driver's course. But if she completes a weekend OWI diversion program, she won't have to serve any jail time or take the course. Omaha Police Department spokeswoman Lieutenant Darcy Tierney told the Associated Press yesterday that Redding is on paid administrative leave. Two Atlantic residents were arrested Tuesday on theft charges. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday 56-year-old Sarah Gustafson was arrested by officers on warrants for first-degree theft and forgery. And 18-year-old Carrie Clint of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of shoplifting. Both of the individuals were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that two minor injury accidents occurred Tuesday within the county. First happened at around 4:30 p.m. at the intersection of Highways 71 and 44 in Hamlin. 58-year-old Stephen Robert Miller of Audubon, who was driving a 2011 Chevy, turned in front of a 2006 GMC, driven by 46-year-old Norma Jean Weitzel of Sac City, as Weitzel was traveling south on Highway 71 and Miller was traveling east on 44. After the vehicles collided, Weitzel was transported to the Audubon County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Damage from the crash, which remained under investigation, amounted to $8,000. The second accident happened on Highway 44 just east of Hamlin at around 6 p.m. Tuesday. 20-year-old Tiffany Marie Ward of Audubon was traveling east when she apparently fell asleep at the wheel when her 1994 Oldsmobile ran off onto the shoulder of the road. Ward overcorrected, sending the car sideways into the south ditch where it hit a field drive. The impact knocked off the back tire. Her vehicle continued over the field drive before coming to rest on its wheels. Ward was transported to the Audubon County Hospital and treated for minor injuries. She was later cited for failure to maintain control, and damage from the crash amounted to $2,000. With Missouri River floodwaters slowly receding, Iowa Department of Transportation officials must now work out a plan to deal with the damage done to many miles of highways and Interstates 29 and 680. DOT spokeswoman Dina Gray Fisher says some areas where the murky water is pooled will have to be drained manually.
It's also going to take a lot of work just to drain out the area so that we can get in there and do something.
Once the water is gone, they can start the process of inspecting the area to see how much of the road is left and what happened to the soil under the roadways.
If there's actually a slab of pavement left there, and it looks like it, you know, the road looks semi-sound, then we'll go in there with some ground-penetrating ultrasound devices, and they actually test the road. They look for voids underneath the pavement. They're also testing to see how stable is that soil. As if you're going to start putting heavy trucks on that, you want to make sure it can, you know, sustain that.
For months, there have been huge sandbag berms placed along the some sections of road, including Highway 30 leading from Missouri Valley, Iowa, to Blair, Nebraska. Gray Fisher says those sandbags will be removed.
The sandbags that are the large one that we have actually put along the interstate and on US 30, those will be, the bags are actually be cut, the sand will be released, and then we'll go in there with end loaders and haul that sand away.
As far as the timetable for when some of these roads will open, Gray Fisher said it won't be long before they can actually see what's under the water.
Between the next 10 days to a couple of weeks, we're starting to see the roads emerge. And then we can start to see, you know, a little bit better of what the picture is.
Gray Fisher says a timetable for repairs and reconstruction can't be developed, though, until inspections are complete. Water has receded over parts of Interstate 680 between Omaha and Crescent, and that showed the power of the Missouri River to destroy infrastructure. The raging river tore through the interstate and left in its wake a crumpled, massive jigsaw puzzle of concrete and asphalt, which officials say may not be fixed until November 2012 at the earliest. And that's because it's not just the road that's gone. The river churned underneath the road bed, causing it to collapse. Another area of concern is I-29 south of Glenwood, which has been underwater for more than 2 months. A busy holiday travel is just ahead, and industry experts say the number of travelers will be down about 2.5% across the state and nation compared to Labor Day weekend last year. Glenn LaDuscher, a spokesman for AAA Iowa, said several factors will play into the estimate.
Well, largely it's a mixed economic outlook, consumer uncertainty, and recent downturns that are affecting discretionary income that are forcing people, particularly in the lower income levels, to stay closer to home or at home.
A survey finds airfares are up 13% compared to last year. Gasoline prices in Iowa are now averaging about $3.61 a gallon. LaDuscher says on Labor Day weekend of 2010, gas prices were exactly $1 cheaper.
Gas prices are up about 30% from where they were this time last year, but people are telling us that the higher prices aren't necessarily going to keep them from traveling. What it is going to do, however, is going to keep them a little closer to home. They're going to find different ways to cut back to make up for that increased expense.
He says hotels, restaurants, and attractions in Iowa may actually benefit from the reduced travel predictions.
If you can cater to the audience that's in your particular area, you can do quite well. Because of the outdoor activities that are prevalent in the Midwest, there's a lot of things that people can go out and enjoy as one last hurrah for the end of the summer travel season.
He knows that travel nationwide may be down even more than forecast as communities on the East Coast recover from damage caused by Hurricane Irene. And the last summer holiday has once again put camping spots at state parks at a premium. Department of Natural Resources Parks Bureau Chief Kevin Skidronsky says the online reserve spots always go quickly, but he says a visit to Rock Creek State Park east of Grinnell on Tuesday showed how quickly other spots go too.
The staff out there has proclaimed their park campground already being full because all their walk-in sites are already people there and booked them for the upcoming holiday weekend, and then the people with reservations will be showing up probably throughout Thursday and Friday. So there's just one example that's probably pretty indicative throughout the state of the demand that we're looking at, and people are looking ahead for the weather and the big three-day weekend and have their camping plans already.
He says the numbers have been good for the parks throughout the summer. Skidronsky says extreme heat hurt attendance at some parks, but it helped others.
Those with beaches and lakes, it just brings the people out even more. So overall, we've had an excellent season in our state parks and particularly camping and whatnot. And we pretty much see every weekend, for the most part, most of our campgrounds are full.
The DNR received some money for maintenance of the parks when the new budget year began July the 1st. And Skidronsky says people should notice some improvements this weekend.
You know, a lot of parks may be able to hire some people, so their first priority was to, you know, get into some of those day use areas that we haven't mowed all year and try to get those mowed up the best we can. So I'm trusting the people that they will see some differences there.
You can find out more about the state parks on the DNR's website at iowadnr.gov. Taking a look at national news headlines of this hour, the latest numbers on new unemployment claims are lower. It's a sign the job market may be improving slightly. The government says new claims fell last week by 12,000 to a seasonally adjusted 409,000. It's the first decline in 3 weeks. There are also reports today from some major retailers that they saw solid revenue gains gains for the month of August. But the outlook for September remains murky, thanks partly to Hurricane Irene. President Obama's chief spokesman says Americans are, quote, sick and tired of partisan bickering. He argues that Obama wants to focus on things we can do to spur the economy. Press Secretary Jay Carney says the dust-up with House Republicans over the timing of Obama's economic speech to Congress dramatizes why people are fed up with Washington. Forecasters say East Coast residents should concentrate on recovering from Irene because it's way too early for predictions about the latest storm. Hurricane Katia is continuing its trek across the Atlantic with little change in strength and winds currently at 75 miles per hour. It could become a major hurricane, but it's too far away to predict a direction. Another aftershock from last week's East Coast earthquake has rattled central Virginia today. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 3.4 magnitude aftershock occurred this morning. The epicenter was 4 miles south-southeast of Mineral, Virginia, which was the epicenter of last Tuesday's 5.8 magnitude earthquake. And out of this world, the still plucky Mars rover Opportunity has ended its 3-year, 14-mile trek to a new destination. The solar-powered 6-wheeled rover has beamed back pictures of a horizon, soil, and nearby rocks. Opportunity's twin, Spirit, gave up the ghost in late May, living well beyond its expected shelf life. News time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, 89-year-old Geraldine Rutherford of Guthrie Center died Sunday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Geraldine Rutherford will be held today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Patricia Hansen, age 76, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Patricia Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Loretta Cable, age 80, of Griswold, died Monday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Services for Loretta Cable will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 85-year-old H. Claire Mathias of Messina died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Claire Mathias will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 102-year-old Lenore Mock of Mount Clair, California, and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Graveside services for Lenore Mock will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with the arrangements. And 85-year-old Donna Jean Woodward of Lewis died Wednesday at her home. Services for Donna Woodward are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware. They've been serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.